first year at UNK, I take it everything's been going great. You're into second semester and finally getting track and field mode. I take it, hey, no regrets. UNK has treated you well, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I love it here. Small town, and everyone here is pretty nice, so it's been a great time.
And now, since finally you're into indoor track and field, the season mode, eventually the outdoor season, and having a pretty good kickoff. I see the recent meet just the other day. You had a win in that long jump, so things are going well in the indoor season, aren't they?
Yeah, I kind of started off pretty slow, not doing the greatest, but each meet I'm trying to just keep going up and get better. So
it's
pretty good feeling to win one. So
I bet it was. So when you arrived on campus, you know, it's first semester, do track and field athletes get into, I guess, training right away, or did they kind of slowly ease into it a little bit?
During the summer, we had a couple workouts to do and lifting, and then right as we got to college, we had a couple weeks where we didn't do anything, and then we started kind of getting into everything and had early training, which was, it was pretty tough, but it was also fun, so to know everyone and whatnot.
I'm sure the training has been different, I'm sure, in a lot of ways compared to high school, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're in there lifting. We were lifting pretty much every day, but now that we're in season, it's kind of just Mondays and Wednesdays.
Kind of nice to have some fellow Chase County guys around there. Wow, with Easton moving over, and Thomas Reeves is there, and Tristan Jablonski's there, and you're there. I mean, gosh, dang, it's good to have some Chase County guys around you.
Yeah, it's pretty nice having hometown people to always fall back on, and makes it pretty easy when no one's around. You can just talk to them, and I get to hang out with them at practice every day, so it kind of just feels like high school.
Are you just long jumping in indoor season, or are you triple jumping, or is that, what are you doing right now?
So currently I've done the long jump in 60. Did throw me into the 200 for this weekend, but I might not get in because I don't have a time. So we'll see what happens.
Does that kind of suit you a little bit, or are you open to both jumping and sprinting, or would you rather just do one or the other?
Whatever the coach wants me to do, I'm for it. So I'm just happy to be able to compete. But yeah, I obviously love to jump. So if I had to choose one, I'd definitely want to jump.
I think you've gone, you went 22 plus something just the other day at that meet. I'm sure deep down you probably, hey, this is, we can definitely go farther. Reach out in the pit a little bit more, can't you?
Oh, yeah, I had a couple good jumps that I scratched, and they were definitely further than that one I got last weekend. So gives me confidence going into the next couple of weeks, getting ready for conference and hopefully nationals.
Any triple jumping at all, or just primarily long jumping?
No, I've not been triple jumping. I don't really train for it. We actually have the number one triple jump team in the nation right now, like all together. So got some pretty good guys over there. So
I was gonna say it'd be kind of tough to break into that that group right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely would be. So I kind of just want to stick with the long jump and get my mechanics down.
And how about the rest of that long jump group? You got some other guys, maybe some older guys. You kind of learn from this first year as a freshman.
Oh yeah, we got a couple older guys. Coy Kelly, he's a senior this year. He's really good and always willing to help, which is nice. And then we have a couple juniors that they're really easy to talk to, and they're always willing to help too. So it's nice. And then we got another freshman I jump with. I know him pretty well. He's from Waverly, which is Carter, and he's a pretty good guy. So we definitely have a pretty good group of jumpers around.
As a team, Cole, boy, the men's group, I mean, especially field events, holy smokes, your high jumpers are off to a good start. All the vertical events, holy cow, your field events guys are posting some huge numbers early, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Luke Broccoli, true freshman, already qualifying for nationals in two events, which is pretty astonishing. And, yeah, there's been some pretty good throws and jumps. There's been really good marks lately, which is good to see.
So I do believe the next meet's off to Missouri this weekend, aren't you?
Yep, Northwest Missouri.
Looking forward to that big road trip and everything. And yeah, before you know it, you're going to be thinking conference, indoor, and with hopefully punching a ticket for that. Everybody wants to go to the outdoor national meet. That's the goal. But I'm sure winning that conference meet, you've heard all about. We got to win that conference meet this year.
Oh, yeah. It's really tough competition from what I've seen. We really haven't really competed against our conference yet at any track meets. We've only seen Fort Hays, and maybe, I don't know, I don't think Wayne's in our conference. Maybe they are. But we haven't really seen much of our conference. So I know it's really competitive. That's what I've been told coming in and competing here. So pretty excited for that.
School, studies, homework, everything else going pretty well for you?
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty easy, I think, because I came in with quite a few college credits, so I tried to take this first year a little bit easier than the next few years, because, I mean, it's a pretty big change, so wanted to take it a little bit easier the first year.
Yep, and it's nice and close. I mean, you could, probably can go home. I don't know if you've been home much lately, but if you needed to, gosh, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. It's nothing big. And your family and friends coming down when you have some home meets, and I'm sure watch you when they can.
Oh, yeah, my parents have been down a couple times, and so have my grandparents, and family, friends will come and watch when they can. And it's just good to see everyone. So that's what I liked about Kearney a lot.
I'm sure you're going to be keeping tabs of the old Longhorns this spring as they, get back in the track, and going to be a little different not training with those guys, Coach Zugi and those guys, for the first time in a long time. It'll be a little different, won't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see how they do this year. I have pretty high hopes for them, so I'm sure they'll work hard and create some success. So I hope to make some of the track meets and hopefully state track meet and watch them.